In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometime back, maybe during the Arab Spring, yet another cliche was introduced into the American lexicon, and the cliche is this. This is what democracy looks like. And now you can't turn on the TV without hearing somebody either on the left or the right in the center saying, this is what democracy looks like. Well, you know what, I mean, for me personally, this is what turning cable news off looks like and turning on documentaries on Netflix or reading a book. Because enough already with the cliches. This is what democracy looks like. I can't really tell you what democracy looks like, and I don't want anybody on TV telling me. But the gospel tells us this. It tells us what evil looks like. And that's this morning's sermon. Because that's exactly what's described to us in this morning's encounter with Jesus and the demoniac. It tells us what evil looks like. Evil is deceptive. And we know that, right? Remember back in the 80s, the drug culture was so glamorously portrayed. And yet, of course, it was something hideous and ugly. And I think one of the best anti-drug commercials showed some guy in a very nice suit crawling around trying to pick things off of the floor in a men's room while he'd gone in there to take drugs. There's nothing really glamorous about it at all. Those of us who grew up in a time when smoking was okay, remember all the cigarette ads on TV and everything, smoking was so glamorous. And as you know, obviously that's not true, and there's a reason I'm the sole surviving member of my nuclear family. But evil's ugly. Now before I go further into the description of evil, we need to understand what evil is. We've touched on this perhaps before, but we should remind ourselves from time to time exactly what evil is. In very precise theological terms, evil is something that's called existential and not ontological. You say, my goodness gracious, what does that mean? Something that's ontological has meaning in and of itself. You and I have ontological existence. God created us. But God can only create that which is good, and everything that is good does come from God. So evil can't exist on its own. Evil is something that's called existential. In other words, it's created by act, by sin specifically, by disobedience. The first sin entered into the world through the disobedience of Satan. But you and I, as we continue to sin, every time we sin, we generate some level of evil. And that evil has repercussions. It causes other people to sin, and more evil is created, and more sin, and more evil. And all of us know exactly how that works. You don't need any dramatic examples. Just think about having a fight with a family member and then getting in the car and driving rudely and ticking off somebody in their car who ticks off somebody else, and they all go to the office angry with each other and spread it all around. Well, this evil that you and I create, it makes us crazy. Now, we don't want to conflate mental illness with evil by any means, but there's a reason that this man who is filled with demons is out of his mind. Because evil makes us crazy. We stop thinking clearly. And I would submit that when we are embroiled in evil, it even changes our appearance. Now, if you think that's an exaggeration, I want to share a couple of stories with you. They're very quick. And they have to do with events where I was present. I was present as a priest, but not present leading the event, so I could kind of just sit off on the side and observe. One of them was a youth gathering. There were about 150 youth in the room. And one of the priests there decided to show a video that had been produced just talking about the subtle and not so subtle demonic nature of a lot of popular music. And, you know, it was music that, you know, most of us would probably blush to listen to, but music that everybody listens to. And afterwards, the reaction of the youth was incredible. I knew most of these youth for years. And the fact that this had been presented in their face, that these lyrics were, you know, listed on the screen and kind of the whole meaning of the music was talked about, it transformed the faces of these kids. These were sweet kids. I'd known them all for a long time. And it was like they had been taken over by some outside force. And it really scared me a bit. And it also made me realize, yeah, a lot of this popular music can be very destructive because it really brought out the worst in these very sweet kids. I saw something similar a few years before that. It was at a meeting of women, and not a church organization, but women who were part of the church. And they always had a Halloween festival. And one of the ladies, a young woman, innocently introduced the idea of having a fall festival or a harvest festival instead, because we're all Christians after all, and Halloween really doesn't go with what we do. This is not a sermon about Halloween, it's a sermon about something else. But you would have thought that this woman has suggested that everybody in there chop off one of their limbs. Again, the faces of these ladies, all of whom I knew well, they were sweet ladies, it just changed. It just changed as they fought back against this idea of having their Halloween festival taken away. And right then and there, I knew that there was something very real about this evil that you and I can generate so quickly within ourselves. Now, evil is not only real, and it's palpable sometimes, right? We don't have to just see it in people's faces. We can feel it around us. Evil is not only real, but demons are real. Now, you say that sounds kind of crazy. I've never seen a demon. Well, only really spiritual people see demons, but truth of the matter is, the average human being doesn't need a demon to mess up his or her life. But demons are at play, and they're real, and that's one of the reasons this gospel reading is included, is to remind us that demons are tugging at us from time to time. But here's the good news. The good news is that Jesus Christ is victorious. He is victorious once and for all. Victorious over the temptations that cause us to sin, that cause us to create evil. He is victorious over demons themselves. That is one of the not so subtle messages of this morning's gospel reading. Jesus has power over these demons. And these demons cannot escape their fate. You know, in the gospel reading, they say, oh, please, don't throw us into the abyss. Put us into that herd of swine. Jesus does that, but the herd of swine then jump off a cliff into the sea, which is a metaphor for the abyss. They can't escape their punishment. And then, not only is it shocking to think about what the demoniac must have looked like when he was filled with demons, and thereby to be reminded how ugly it is when we engage in evil. But where do the demons go? They don't go into a flock of doves. They don't go into a herd of unicorns. They go into swine. And I've mentioned before to you my experience of being a person raised in the city and never having been around a pig before in its natural environs. Pigs stink. Now, keep eating your pork products. I don't want the pork industry to get up in arms over this sermon, but pigs stink. And there's a whole herd of these stinky pigs, and in go the demons, just where they belong. It's a reminder that evil not only makes us crazy, not only makes us look ugly, evil stinks. It smells, and it stinks up everything around it. And the even better news is not only is Jesus triumphant over temptation and sin and demons, he's triumphant over the devil himself. This large icon of the resurrection behind me doesn't show Satan, but many icons of the resurrection do. And you've seen those icons. And how is Satan depicted? As a helpless, little, pitiful creature that's bound with chains and powerless. Satan only has power over you and me when we let him, when we let down our guard, when we turn away from Christ, when we decide it would be glamorous to engage in some sinful act. But we don't have to, because the victory is complete. And yes, all evil is gross, all evil is ugly, all evil makes us stink. Now, what is the takeaway from this morning sermon, or takeaways? Well, here they are, and let me list them for you, just so we're all clear. We create evil, you and I, with our sins, human beings. We are evil generators. Sometimes we need the help of demons, but not usually. If we want less evil in the world, then we should sin less. Number two, if we are joined to Jesus Christ, sin, temptation, demons, the devil himself have no power over us. And we can't say that enough. We can't remind ourselves of that enough. The closer you and I cling to Christ, the more sinless our lives are. And if you and I are going to sin, anytime we do sin, we must cede power. We must relinquish that power of Christ and turn it over to the devil, quite frankly. When you and I sin, when human beings sin, we do it sometimes because we're careless, sometimes because we're inattentive, but we do it because it does have some sort of a glamorous, seductive appeal. Even just gossiping, just a little bit, it's not that bad. It feels good. There's a seductive thing about it that makes us feel better about ourselves. But when we create evil, it's ugly. It makes us ugly, as ugly and strange looking as the demoniac in this morning's gospel reading. And yes, when we create evil, it does cause everything around us to stink. But here's one last thought. We have a description of what the demoniac was like after he was liberated. He's at the feet of Jesus. But imagine how he felt inside. How clean. How fresh. How new. He was a different person after he had separated himself from the evil, from the demons that had filled his life for so long. And that's how you and I feel when we make a fresh start, no matter when that fresh start is, whether it's 5 minutes ago, 5 minutes from now, tomorrow or the next day. Because we make that fresh start and we recognize exactly what evil is, and we recognize that we're creating it and we want it to stop. And it feels good when we make that commitment. So since I've given up watching cable news, I really can't answer the question for you, what does democracy look like? You'll have to tune into one of the 35 channels and let some pundit tell you what democracy looks like. But this morning's gospel is very clear. It reminds us what evil looks like. It's as out of control as a demoniac and as disgusting as a herd of swine. And those images, dear brothers and sisters, I pray, will get our attention.